AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama uses Tax Day to take a swipe at tax plans in the GOP-controlled Congress. Mark Smith with more.
The president says proposed GOP tax cutting would shower benefits not just on the 1%, but the top 0.1%, including rich people who are his friends.
Warren Buffett doesn't need a tax break. He really doesn't. He has... too much money to spend.
But he told a town meeting in North Carolina his budget would give 44 million working families breaks for things like college, childcare, and retirement.
You got to have some priorities here.
Meantime, House Republicans used the tax filing deadline for passing measures shielding taxpayers from what they say are abuses by the IRS. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Service Employees International Union has organized protests at McDonald's restaurants around the country, demanding a starting pay of $15 an hour and the right to organize. Nancy Salgado says she and her two children can't get by on her $8.35 an hour.
I'm fighting because I can't live on poverty wage. McDonald's is a company that makes billions every year, and the workers are living on poverty wage.
Freelance photographer Charlotte Richardson says she knew something was up when she began to hear the sound of a small engine in the air near the U.S. Capitol today.
As it was coming very fast, it was getting very big, and I realized it was not, in fact, a drone, but a small aircraft. And that's when I got quite concerned because we are in restricted airspace.
That small aircraft, a single-seat gyrocopter, was piloted by Florida postal worker Doug Hughes, who landed it on the Capitol lawn. He had planned the flight as a protest against what he sees as corruption within campaign finances. On board the small chopper, 535 letters to every member of Congress. He was arrested shortly after landing. This is AP Radio News. Former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez has been ordered to spend the rest of his life in prison for the 2013 shooting death of Odin Lloyd.
One member of the jury pointed out the brutality of Odin Lloyd's death.
The shots. There were six of them.
I think that.
That's extreme.
Jurors said they were shocked by the admission by the defense that Hernandez was at the scene of the killing. District Attorney Thomas Quinn says they had a strong case against Hernandez.
The fact that he was a professional athlete meant nothing in the end. He is a citizen who was held accountable by the jury for his depraved conduct.
A first-degree murder conviction in Massachusetts carries an automatic sentence of life without parole. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Chicago lawyer who donated $500 to former Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock's campaign has filed a federal racketeering lawsuit against him. Howard Foster says he thought Schock was a breath of fresh air, but instead he seemingly collected campaign money for his own use. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.